Tax trouble. Who said cutting the corporation tax rates to 17% makes for bad politics and an uncertain economic return? The Socialist? The Guardian? Wrong and wrong. In fact, it's the free market fundamentalists of The Economist. As they point out, corporation tax was 52% in the 1970s, and Theresa May is now threatening to take it down to as low as 10% to woo business, if Brexit terms are harsh. But for The Economist, this causes a headache. While they oppose the burden of interference in the market such as the Tories' fake living wage, they are not stupid enough to miss that the tax cuts under the Tory Liberal coalition deprived the government of £8 billion a year. The further announced cuts will cost another £3 billion or so a year. According to their neoliberal theory, tax cuts boost investment to kickstart economic growth and job creation. But The Economist confirms what the Socialist has noted for years: the profitability of private sector firms is at its highest level since 1998, yet capital spending is stagnant. For The Economist, this is puzzling. But the Socialist has a simple solution: scrap the profit motive by bringing the key sectors of the economy into public ownership under democratic workers' control and management. The ordinary people can decide how to invest to satisfy everyone's needs, rather than those of the 1%. Ian Dalton, Leeds.